Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia. I'm your host, Delia Farquharson, and I'm really delighted to be here this evening. It's a hot, hot day in the Northeast, but I will not complain. And before we get started on our topic, which I think is relevant to all of us, least of all me, I want to welcome my guest, co-host, my awesome husband, Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Hi, Delia.
How are you?
Hot.
Yeah, so the topic this evening, right? And I don't know. I think it's, you know, I'm trying to make this kind of like a series because I think we all get to that place where we're thinking, well, are we progressing at the rate that we want to? Are we doing the things and accomplishing the things that we saw ourselves doing? And so the question, you know, we did the risks, you know, are you ready to take the risks? Mm-hmm. And last week we did, you know, can everybody use help? Therapy. You know, we termed it as therapy, but can everybody use some professional help? And this week, the question is, are you ready to achieve your goals? Right? And what did you think when I posed that question? What did you think? What came to your mind?
I think it's kind of like, do you have your house in order? Have you paid attention to things that hold you back? I remember when we first started talking about this, one of the thoughts I had was trying to think of integrating, taking risk for your goals. And, you know, do we all need therapy? And in the context of that, my thought was, at times, because we need some help, some therapy or whatever word you as an individual choose to use, does that impact how we take our risk towards our goal? You know, so therefore, are you ready? Are you then... fully prepared, dot the I's, cross the T's, and then again, do you have to be absolutely ready to take that first step?
Okay.
And
so,
therefore, if you're not absolutely ready, then you might not. It might hinder you from taking that first step.
Okay. So, I mean, all very relevant points. and I like the use of the word preparation. But, you know, when we started this program, right? And as the introduction says, it focuses on the connection between our thoughts,
mm-hmm.
our feelings, and our actions. And I think anybody that we talk to, most people that we talk to, so I won't use extremes, but most people that we talk to, if they have a goal and they accept that goal, most people will probably say, yeah, I'm ready to start achieving my goal. You know, I may be in the process of doing that, or there may be things that are hindering me, but I'm ready. And, you know, it led me to think, well, so many of us say, yeah, I'm ready, but then our actions don't necessarily support that thought, or that, you know, that belief that you espouse is not necessarily supported by your actions. So you can say, for example, well, my goal is to pass the test, but instead of studying, I may be watching TV. So how does that action support the goal that I'm saying I'm ready to achieve?
Right. And probably my reservation on all of this is, your example is true.
I'm thinking about somebody we both know.
Okay. But at the same time, if the result is less than expected or, you know,
desired,
you know, then, you know, we sometimes are grossly disappointed and at times not realistic with ourselves and say, you know what, this is a product of not being properly prepared. This is a cause of other things and taking responsibility for that, being, you know, totally prepared to achieve your goals.
But you might think you're totally prepared, right? You might think you're totally prepared.
You might.
Yeah. So you might think you are totally prepared and you're doing, I'm doing everything that I need to do to achieve my goals. So, you know, the person might say, the individual might say, I'm ready. I'm open.
Okay.
I am diligent, you know, in terms of focusing on what the objectives are that lead to this broader goal.
Okay.
I am responsive. You know, I'm prepared. I'm making, you know, doing the due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the subconscious may creep in, or other things that you may not be consciously aware of may be creeping in.
Mm-hmm.
Is, for example, your fears may be playing a part in that. In terms of, you know, in terms of how that impacts your ability to purposefully move forward towards your goal, towards achieving your goal. You know, a year ago, almost to the day, a bit, you know, a year and 2 days ago, 2 weeks ago, we talked about fear.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. You know, we talked about the role that fear plays in our lives. And I'm going to submit that we can say we want to achieve our goals. We can behave as though we want to achieve our goals. But we need to kind of do an honest assessment of what else may be hindering us if we're not achieving the kinds of success that we want or the kinds of progress that we want. What else from a cognitive perspective may be playing a role in holding us back?
So in essence, take stock of self and what is it? What are the things that are conscious and subconscious that are holding us back from achieving our goals?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, what holds us back from our goals? What are some of the things that, you know?
Where I was going before, though, was I'm somewhat splitting here with the word goals and risk.
Okay.
In a way, I think we approach them differently. I think our...
But a goal doesn't necessarily have to be a risk.
I agree. And that's why I'm saying they're different. But if there's a risk, the more the risk involved, you know, because I think, you know what, I think that's our bigger problem. Our bigger problem is not necessarily setting goals and trying to achieve them. My thought process, you know, I would like to, you know, today I'm at the A job at work. I would like to move up to the B job, so therefore I need to go to school to learn how to get the B job and the C job and so on. I think that motivation and drive, you know, is there. What it amounts to is I work for John. I work for the man. I work for a company. I would like to take the risk to work for myself. How ready am I to take that risk?
Okay, that's a great question.
So setting a goal, I think, is less of an issue that we need, that I think we wrestle with.
So what do you think it is that's the primary that we wrestle with?
In this context, I think it's taking a risk. I think it's taking a risk.
You know what, though? I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, I said that when I did the promo, I said, okay, I'm talking to myself too, because I've taken some risks, you know, career-wise.
Sure.
And so I don't think, I'm going to use me. I am not afraid of taking the risk. Like, taking the risk for me is the easy part. I think the rest of it's making sure that you always follow through, and that you don't get cold feet halfway through, and that you don't get discouraged just because everything is not a home run.
Oh, I like your example.
You know, so I think that that's more because, for example,
yes.
let's just break it down. Because if you're associating risks and goals, that the goal may be to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an inherent risk in losing weight?
Absolutely.
What's that?
Your health.
In losing weight. The goal is losing weight.
The process by which you lose weight can have risks.
Okay.
So I want to lose weight. That's my goal. How do I do it? Am I going to lose 50 pounds in 2 weeks? Am I going to lose, you know, a pound a week, 2 pounds a week, every week till I get there?
Okay.
I think it comes with different risks.
Okay. You know, I'm going to argue, Raymond,
mm-hmm.
that I don't see risks and
mm-hmm.
goals as being synonymous. There are some goals that involve risks, but not all goals involve risks. And not all risks are goals.
I agree. And that's not so much what I'm debating. You know, again, some risks are easier to take. Again, I'll speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I wrestle with risks. I do. Because some risks are greater than others.
All right, so this is where the subconscious and our past experiences play a role.
Okay.
Right? Because depending on what your experience has been
mm-hmm.
with taking risks and how you learn to, what your relationship, your pattern of relationship has been with risk in the past
mm-hmm.
might determine how you approach risk. If you see it as something to fear
mm.
or something to embrace as a challenge, yeah,
mm.
it might, you know, you know, it's a 50-50,
mm.
but it's, you know, because based on the experience that you've had in the past.
Not necessarily. Because where you were in your life in the past might be pale in comparison to where you are in your life now. You had nothing to lose. Listen. And I think those are things that factor into it. But where I'm going is this. You know, the goal setting and saying, you know, achieving your goals and setting goals, I think all of those things are there. Not everyone set goals, not everyone achieve goals, not everyone works diligently, I agree, towards reaching your goals. And there are different factors that take that into consideration. You know, and maybe we're both saying the same thing, but about two different buckets of things.
Mm.
You know, we're setting goals, and I somehow remember us talking about that. Setting goals and achieving goals and being so on and so forth, as opposed to, you know, the risk of, because with a risk, that means there's something to lose. Setting a goal, meaning you did not achieve the goal.
Oh, you know, there's a school of thought, and I think there's a poem.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll look it up and read it at the end. But there's a poem that says, there's a school of thought that says that we don't fear failure so much as we fear success. We fear things working. We fear things achieving. That's what we fear most.
Let me think about that for
mm-hmm.
a second. Because I can't see.
Yeah, the idea is that, you know, people are more afraid
uh-huh.
of achieving than they are of failing.
And the consequences of achieving.
Yeah, because, you know, it's almost like fearing, it's like failing is something that you probably experience and that you expect.
It becomes the norm.
Yeah. So when you think about making it successfully,
mm.
then that becomes a more terrifying thought. Because it's
mm.
a stranger thought.
Okay, I hear you. I'm personally, I don't fear success. I don't think I do. You know, I think I temper my risks with what exactly I would lose. I think a lot of people, or I don't know, hopefully enough people, or most people, or folks in general, take risks. Being prepared and in the this is where I was going. Being prepared, because you're right, You have to be prepared to take the risk. You also have to be prepared to succeed.
Yeah.
You have to be ready, you know.
For what that means.
For that means. Sorry.
Because I think that's the important thing, right? So you have to be prepared, and you have to be able to see and vision what that means.
Right.
And or the responsibility that comes with that.
Right. That's true.
Because that's why, for example, there are people who get up every day and say, I want to be rich, I want to be rich, I want to be rich. And they play the lottery or they do whatever. And they win, and then in a couple of weeks, a year or so, they are broke again.
Because?
Right? Because were they prepared for what that meant?
Right. And I guess it's one of those things that says wanting to be, to have something happen or wanting something is enough, not realizing that if it really does work, how you prepare it.
Right, and how do you keep it?
Causes you.
Right, how do you keep
become
it?
The reason for your failure.
Right. Because if you are expecting, and that's why the question is, are you ready to achieve your, you know?
But I don't know how you know, though. You know?
I don't know if you know, but I think that just having the conversation and talking about
and being
okay,
aware.
Can I envision what that means?
Right.
If I were to be successful at what I'm doing or what I'm planning or what my goals are, what does that mean?
Right.
What would be expected of me? What would change?
Right?
I think that having that vision to be able to imagine that
is
really important, because then you have to be able to imagine, once I achieve that, how do I sustain it?
Right. Because
so if you think, okay, if I fail, then if I fail, the worst that's going to happen is I'm going to be right back where I am.
Right.
That's easy.
And I know I'm putting $10 in this, and it will cost me $10.
Right, but you know, from a personal achievement perspective, it's kind of like, okay, so if it fails, if it doesn't work, the worst that will happen is I'll be sitting in this chair.
All right, then I'll flip it on you then. Not so much flip it. But then how do one, you know, let's just call it whatever it is, your goal or the risk or whatever. How does one then best prepare oneself? Because it doesn't even matter what it is. How does one then
good
best,
question,
without necessarily consuming oneself, because then you could become consumed with it.
I think, though, that one part of it is about being able to imagine it, having the vision, right? Being a visionary. Well, another thing I think is to kind of recognize if you have that negative self-talk, right? Even if you're, as you're working on your goals, you're telling yourself that you're not going to succeed. So maybe practicing some kind of positive affirmation, right?
Mm.
And then taking responsibility.
Explain that. What do you mean by taking responsibility for what?
For everything. Taking responsibility for what it would look like, what it would look like if you succeed.
Taking responsibility for what it looks like if you succeed. Well, one might look at you and say, well, you should succeed. You're in this for success.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone comes to my house and tell me what a great cook I am, and, you know, why don't I open a restaurant? Never done it before. I scrape money together. You've all heard it. You know, scrape money together, open this restaurant, and bam. It start out gangbusters. You take out all the ads. You go on all the appropriate programming. You take out ads in the appropriate papers, because that's what they say you should do.
But is that adequate preparation?
But that's what they say.
But is that adequate preparation?
You don't know that
right.
at the time.
But see, what I'm saying is that's your responsibility. That's you taking responsibility. Is that adequate preparation? Do you understand what restaurant, you know, managing a restaurant entails?
No, I don't.
Right? And so that's what I'm saying. So you can't just jump at anything. And, you know, I kind of want to refrain from using any kind of specific examples like that, because I want it to be more generalized about thoughts and, you know, and about how it's about our thoughts.
All right, but whatever risk we take, you know, but whatever it is, whatever idea, because all of us have ideas, and I'm sure every person listening to this have had thoughts, ideas, you know, little things that said, that's a good idea. That's something that I could work on.
And for everybody that's had that one thought that said, that's a good idea, they have thought of, without anybody else poking holes in it, 10 reasons why it won't work.
Right. But maybe for that first 5 minutes, for that first...
How many people have talked themselves out of a good idea?
Most, I hope. Most, I hope. You know, but for those, for that first 5 or so minutes where you're going in a good way and it feels so good that there's no way it can't succeed, then, to your point, let's look at the other side. You know? And eventually, we talk ourselves out of it. I would venture a guess that we probably talk ourselves out of some very good ideas that could have succeeded had we put the time in and taken it.
Again, yeah, because the negative beliefs play such a strong role, right? And, you know, we talked a little bit about this before, about how familiar failure feels.
Right.
How familiar failure feels. Because the worst that will happen is that I'll be right here.
Right.
Because if I have the idea, it's in my head,
right,
and I try the idea and I fail, the worst that I expect would happen is that I'm going to be right where I started.
Not necessarily.
And so that's where the idea of risk comes in,
right,
where people temper their risk.
Right.
Because more often than not, they're saying, you know, the worst that I want to happen...
Back where I was.
It's right where I was. So therefore, you don't swing for the fences.
Right.
You swing just so that you land back in the chair.
Right.
Right? So that's how you balance, you know, that idea of risk and goals that you've been talking about.
Right.
That's what mostly I think we do.
Right. Because at the worst case, you want to be no worse than where you start.
Yeah.
And therefore...
You only risk...
Therefore, that limits your risk.
Yeah, you only risk...
And again... Is that, go back to that familiar shoes, that familiar thing, you know, being more comfortable with, you know, with failing, or not taking any risk, or shooting, or setting any goals that are, have some work to be done in order to be achieved.
Right. So you know, part of it is going to require some faith on the part of whoever. You know, you're going to have faith mostly in yourself. That the good idea that you have is worth pursuing and worth working hard for.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to require focus, you know, for you to really dedicate some time on whatever this goal is, that it's really worthy of the focus that you want to put on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I've said this before, but is your happiness, is your fulfillment worth the risk, right? Are you thinking to yourself that, you know what, I should swing for the fences because that's what I deserve, rather than taking that cautious swing, right?
Is there a place for that, though?
There maybe is.
The cautious swing.
There maybe is, but also, are you settling on mediocrity? Are you just settling for, okay...
Right. And I think, and I don't think goals and risks, I don't think they're all created equal, so therefore they can't all be equally, you know, you can't measure out equally the risk that you take for all, you know, because they're not all the same, I think. I think in terms of goals and taking risks and where you are in yourself as a person, I think... We all take them without even realizing that we do or recognizing it. Some we spend more time setting or wrestling with and so on. And, you know, maybe once in a lifetime, you know, we all hope and pray, I would like to think, that we take the opportunity to have something that we swing to the fences for. There's something worth swinging. And I distinguish this from saying, you know, one might think listening and saying, well, every risk has to have some financial goal or some...
No.
Definancial... Right. No, and that's what I'm saying. It doesn't...
It doesn't necessarily have to
be financially driven.
Right.
Where, you know, it's...
Because we're defining success here as finding something that you love to do and doing it well.
Amen. I agree. If you happen to make a dollar from it, so be it.
Well, hopefully you will make a dollar for it. But more than anything else, it's giving you fulfillment, and it's fulfilling for you that purpose and passion that we talked about, too,
absolutely,
a year ago.
True. Yeah.
All right? So continue making your point.
No, Now you threw me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
You know,
right, but I think it was kind of completing the thought that says, you know, if it's something, you know, I hope we find at least one thing in our lifestyle, at least one thing that not only is worth swinging to the fences, but we actually do it. You know, we are all in. We are prepared. We do the necessary steps. Yes, you're going to learn along the way. Yes, things are going to go left when you thought it was going to go right. But you believe in what you're doing. You have done enough to get started, and you are going to see this through to the end because you absolutely, truly believe in this, and you're driven by what you believe, not necessarily chasing something else. And I hope all of us get that one chance, at least, or might I say as many chances, but at least once, to swing for the fences for something you really, truly, absolutely believe in and is willing to take the risk, to set the goal, and be prepared to achieve that.
Right. And you know, for me, it's about thinking about this from a thought, feeling, action perspective. That is, we all, like you said, have had thoughts about, you know, going, you know, achieving our goals.
Mm-hmm.
The question then becomes, though, how do you make sure that your behavior is aligned
mm-hmm.
to your thoughts and your feelings, that you're not sabotaging yourself, with what's going on, you know, with how you're behaving. In terms of, are you talking yourself out of it? Are you poking holes in it? Are you sabotaging it with your negative self-talk? Are you sabotaging your goals?
But you're vetting it. You are actually having that thought.
Okay, but hopefully you're doing it in such a way that you're asking probing questions,
right? Okay.
And you're but you're not saying, oh, no. You know, like
maybe it's not such a good idea.
Right, and I've had so many ideas before. This is just another one. And so, you know, how is it different?
Yeah.
Lord, whatever. So you're not talking yourself out of it in a negative way because, more often than not, there is the negative self-talk. And we are all guilty of the negative self-talk.
Yeah.
And so being aware of that and using positive affirmations on a consistent basis to kind of build up, shore up yourself, and, you know, so that we can achieve our goals.
Yeah.
So I think I have a couple of seconds to read Marianne Williams' quote. It says, our greatest fear, it is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the world, the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. And so that's what it is our light and that our darkness that most frightens us. So I think that's the takeaway. You know, if you have a goal, work hard to achieve it. And, you know, don't talk yourselves out of it. So until
next time.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Let us be liberated from our fears. Take care.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at DiscussionDelia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.